As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would direct you prayerfully to John's Gospel, chapter 12, and reading verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. What remarkable words from the Lord Jesus Christ to say to you, to me, to the people in his presence at the time of the recording of this word. And even here this morning, as it seems, great need for the Lord to lighten our darkness. We travel much by night. We are sinners, defiled by sin. We need the Lord to shine. Or when we think and consider how Saul of Tarsus was being kicked against the pricks, he had a wonderful revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ on that Emmaus road in his sins, denying the people that were truly desiring to follow Jesus. And here he was, having been pricked, dear friends, with those thorns and pricks in his pathway, things against him, and still in his foolishness and ignorance, it was not the appointed time until the Lord met him on that Emmaus road, on that Damascus road. And what a mercy if you and I have any evidences of this yourself. Yet a little while. Solemn warnings to you and me. Careless, prayerless, determined to do our own thing. And yet, out of the Lord's condescending love and mercy, he begins this work of grace in the sinner's heart. He makes him to realize the folly of his or her ways and brings him to hear his voice. Yet a little while, is the light with you. What of the gospel? What of the precious word of God? Yet a little while. Time, dear friends, is certainly hastening on to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How will you stand when he comes? When he comes either to strike you and me in death, or to make you feel the barrenness of your soul, having heard the gospel many times, many years, and yet we need that gracious preparation while the light is with us. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. We get very tempted and tried of the darkness of the path, of this sin-stained world, and to come right this black eye to the back eye to I come to thee, and seeking the Lord to save you and me from death, destruction, and despair. We're so careful and troubled about so many things, but yet one thing is needful. And he says here, now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Signifying what death he should die. Then what are the thoughts and intents of your heart? Appointed unto all men once to die, and after death the judgment. Or may we yet be favoured to know this light of the darkness. He shines into your heart to give you that light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Is it hard for you and me to prick against the kick against the pricks? It will be, and evidence is in our faith, in our Christian faith, that Jesus is the author of it. Yet a little while is the light with you. Jesus is the light of the world. He came amongst his own received him not. Look at all those Jews. Came amongst them and they received him not, but as many as received him. When the Lord appointed that time to lighten your darkness, to seek the Lord while he may be found, Lord, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me and guide me to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Oh, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not have mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that righteousness is through the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for such as you and me. Oh, Lord, do speak the word. Glorify the name of the Father. And glorify the name of the Son, and may the blessed Spirit of truth come down, reveal the things of God, make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. What a Saviour, and what a mercy. We still have the light, dear friends, of the gospel in our midst. This is not a make-believe religion. This is not a make-believe gospel. This is not telling you and me you've only got to believe and be saved. What mockery to God. What mockery to God, to Jesus and the Spirit. And blessed be the Lord. He says, doesn't he? And so, yet a little while. We spend our years as a time that is told, don't we? But all to know more of this interesting truths of the gospel, that the light, as he sends it, as he takes his word, illuminates your sins first, illuminates the blessed Son of God who can pardon your sins, if I be lifted up. And we need him to be lifted up in our souls. Yes. Jesus crucified, suffering, bleeding, dying on Calvary's tree to redeem such sinners as you and me, wretched, vile sinners. He redeemed you from the curse of the law. Blessed Jesus. And what a mercy. As he says, I am the light in the world. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. We're born in darkness. Darkness born, I went astray and wandered from the gospel way, but since my Saviour gave me sight, I cannot walk without his light. What a precious gift, dear friends, is sight. And some of us at times we wonder, how long shall we be spared our sight? But oh, what a mercy. If he's lightened your darkness, if the truth is burnt into your soul, and you look to him, the object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified for you, it is finished. All that he came to do in this world, and still he blesses us with the open Bible. And so we want to, he said, walk while you have the light. Walking worthy of him, of the vocation wherewith you have been called, looking unto Jesus. Oh, we get so many distractions in our lives, don't we? But blessed Jesus, he knows the way that you and I take. And when he has tried you, don't expect it to be a smooth path, but it'd be a pathway where you're crying unto the Lord, show me, Lord, the way of salvation. Show me a token for good. Give me to have a sweet hope raised up in my soul, that I am bought with a price, that I shone into my soul. Thou hast called me by thy grace, and teach me to number my days, that I might apply my heart unto wisdom, yet a little while. Oh, what a mercy that Jesus has left such language on records for you and me. And so, he says, walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. You see, our eyes are holden that they cannot know him, but we will know him. We should know him, dear friends, when we come down to the end of life's journey, and we should be looking to him to form himself in our hearts, the hope of glory. Oh, what a refuge then does the Lord Jesus Christ, who draws you and me by the cords of a man, by the bands of his, to lighten our darkness. Oh, you say, Lord, do condescend then to lift me out of this darksome path. You go in darksome paths. You wonder sometimes, can God dwell here? So very much of the earth earthy, so carnally minded and enmity to God. But he says, look unto me. Oh, the eye of the Lord is upon you, and favouring you and me to be attracted to him and desiring to receive these crumbs of mercy from the Master's table and these sips, by the way, light and darkness. And so he said, while you have light, believe in the light. Believe in the truth of the gospel. This is not a manufactured religion. This is not for you and me that has a right to say, I believe. No. Jesus is the author of your faith and my faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of those things that are not seen. No, not with the natural eye, with the spiritual mind, which is life and is peace for our souls. So this darkness can come upon you. If we deny the truth, if we deny God's daily time in meditating upon the scriptures. We need to search the scriptures. We need light to lighten our darkness. We need the Lord to drive out the buyers and the sellers that we might be peaceful and alone. We cannot command the blessing of the light, dear friends, that we shall have a desire once being born again of the water and the spirit. We shall want the Lord to give us faith to believe in the merits of Jesus. What a refuge then. Hide you under the shadow of his wing till these calamities be overpassed in our lives. Oh, to have this light. The worldling's light is his gold and his silver and all those treasures of so-called of this world. But this is that little refuge for your soul. Jesus shines upon your soul, lightens your darkness, favours you to know the tokens of his everlasting love, because he is the light of the world. Men despise him, reject him, will not have him to reign over them. And so did you in your unregenerate state. But through the mercy of God, you have begun to realize that he is the one thing needful, that he alone can create in you a clean heart, renew a right spirit within it, that perfect work. And he will perfect that concerns you and me in your darkness. This is not an artificial light that we have to use in the dark of the night. No, this is that true light that lightens the world. And so many deny it and defy it. But blessed be the Lord, as he is manifest to you, his precious Bible, his precious truth, and you'll know it. And you'll seek to have those morals that are consistent with the light. And your Lord alone can be your guardian, your guide, and show you the way whereby we can escape from the wrath to come. Precious Jesus, made precious to your soul and mine, and you want to hear his voice. as my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, he says, they follow me, and I will give unto them everlasting life. What must it be but there to be in the presence of Christ? One said, in thy presence I am happy, in thy presence I am secure. What a blessed Saviour then. And so we want to walk in the light of the gospel. We want to walk in the strength of the Lord, make mention of his righteousness and his only. That's when the Lord takes his word and applies it to your soul and mine, because he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall free you from the condemnation of the broken law. Yet a little while is the light with you. These are the words of the Lord Jesus, and this is what he will perform for you and me in our life's journey. As we honour him, so he'll honour you. If you despise him, you'll be lightly esteemed. So we bless the Lord. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. And we sometimes feel we're very careless and prayerless about how we approach the Word of God. To pray over it, Lord, do send out thy light, thy truth, to guide me, to keep me, to preserve me unto thy heavenly kingdom, because I so long to have my evidences clear for those mansions in the sky. Oh, blessed Jesus then, that comes and shines, takes his word and seals it upon yourself, and you go in the strength of that meat for many days. Yes, the Lord's good, a song holding the dry of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. What a psalm it is. He knoweth the way that you goeth, and walketh in darkness, you not know whither you goeth. How can we know the way unless Jesus shines upon our soul, reveals to us that he is the one thing alone can speak peace and pardon to our soul, that blessed assurance of our sonship or daughtership with God. Blessed Jesus. And so he makes you willing in the day of his power to take up his cross. And you'll have a cross, and it'll be sanctified to you and me. More and more as you journey on, the closer walk with God, a calm, heavenly frame, that lightens you. That shuts down the world in your eyes and mine for a little season. Not all the time, sadly. But it will shut down, dear friends. Shut down the darkness and lighten your lighten that darkness as he shines upon your soul, and you walk worthy of him, the vocation wherewith you have been called, looking unto him. What a mercy when he shines. When he blesses you with a real token of his love, and you have that light, and you hold fast to it. Don't leave me to be carried away with every wind and doctrine, but that doctrine of free and sovereign grace, which is sufficient for thee. You know, you'll be very diligent in seeking to know the precious Bible, to know the way where he will have you and we to walk, to lighten your darkness, to show you his hands and his feet and side by faith, to be led to Calvary. Behold a scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place, heaven's brightest glory, sunk in shame, that rebels might adore his name. Yet a little while, and this light is with you. But oh, the world is full of sin and woe. And what a mercy Jesus reigns, will exercise you and me more to know how the case stands and how it will be with you and me in the swellings of Jordan. You're fearful to die if we know anything about it. We don't want to die, do we? We want to go on living. But you know, you'll have to realize that all things come to an end. Even the light of the gospel, but a greater light, is in heaven. And this is something you and I want to have evidences of, whether we're sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption, that he's bought us with a price, laid down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you, Jesus says. And what a mercy to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd that draws you by the cords of a man, by the bands of his love, and you look to him, and you're not left to be rejected. He reject all those out of the covenant. He reject all those that have denied him and defied him. What a mercy. These may seem to be harsh things to you and me we're bringing out this morning, but it is so. And in all our ways, this is a mercy. Those morals, dear friends, in all thy ways acknowledge him and find him directing your paths. Or to be leaning more upon the arm of our beloved, coming up out of this wilderness world, leaning upon the arm of our blood to get the victory over this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. What a refuge. What a refuge. What love. This is that true love, dear friends, which is more than notion, something known and felt in your soul and mind. You look to Jesus, hanging upon that accursed tree, opened up a new and a living way into heaven. Blessed be the Lord Jesus. And to give you faith, to believe that the Lord has spoken to your soul, revealed his love to you, object of your first desire, Jesus crucified for you, lightens your darkness and favours you and me to receive the way that we are going, not walking in darkness, but in light. Evidences of the promises sown in weakness, but raised in power in your soul and mind. He gives power to the faint, they've had no might, increases strength. This blessed Jesus, that is the one thing needful to you and me in our pathway. And so, he says here, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. In his presence I'm happy. In his presence I'm secure. Gracious Jesus, do bless me with evidences that I am born of God, that I have been quickened into life by the Spirit, who were once dead in trespasses and sins. And we look to thee, Lord, to keep me humbly following thee, whithersoever thou dost condescend to lead me and guide me and apply the truth to myself, that I might have a living testimony that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. O Lord, confirm my soul. Don't leave me to drift away. Don't leave me to faint, maybe faint, but pursuing the narrow way. Ever seeking to see Jesus, object of my faith desire, Jesus crucified for me. Or how the Lord had to lay down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And so, yet a little while. Oh, the voice of the Lord Jesus. To be concerned more about the welfare of our soul. To know that we are his. That he has bought us with a price. That he has laid down his life for us. And we seek him with the whole heart. That we might rest in his love. In what he has revealed to us. In what he has suffered, bled and died on Calvary's tree, laid down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Walk while ye have the light. We don't run with patience exactly, do we? we walk. We follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus. He is the one thing needful. And he says, walk while you have the light. Darkness come upon you. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. It's all to me so clear in this text today. But the Lord is everlasting love and life to your soul and mine will make you to be a children of light, because they have been taught to look to Jesus. What a difference do we get in our schools today? They're walking in darkness. They're teaching darkness. They're teaching evil. They're teaching contrary things to the Word of God. And they won't have it in the schools, at least in the public schools. Solemn, isn't it? The atheists, dear friends, running the governments and the country. Oh, what evil there is that abounds on every hand. But Christ reigns. They walk in darkness and not light. And so with you and me, we need to pray if we can. Lord, have mercy upon the country, the dark state of this world and sin and woe, the atheists in the governments, the antichrist on every hand. Oh Lord, you say, do in thy mercy grant me to know the pathway of the just, which is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect man. And mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, but that man is peace. My peace I leave with him. Look what it costs him. Laid down his life for such sinners as you and me. And you have to say, well, Lord, and if free grace, why not for me? I want that grace to lighten my darkness. I want to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus. Do not leave me or forsake me, Lord. I need preparing for those prepared mansions in the sky. If it could please thee, do speak. Speak to my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. It's without money, without price. How everyone that thirsteth, come into the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy wine and milk without money, without price. All these blessed lights, that the Lord lightens the darkness of your soul, and walk in it. Walk in it. Seek to know more and more the truth. Apply it, Lord. I feel so ignorant and foolish and unlearned. Do bestow upon me this light. Oh, send it, Lord, into my soul. Arrow of conviction. The blessedness of the truth of the gospel. As Jesus himself draws near, comforts your troubled heart and mine, and said, be still. You know, in all our afflictions, he was afflicted and the angel of his presence saved them. And we need him to speak to us plainly and grant us some blessed testimony that we are born of God and that we're one of his sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. Lord, don't leave me to walk in darkness. I feel I'm very ignorant and unlearned, but do, Lord, apply the word with power to myself. Give me to read my title clear. To that new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We spend our years as a tale that is told, but all to be guided by thy counsel and afterwards received into glory. Lest darkness come. Lest darkness come. We're living in solemn dark days and we wonder how long before the Lord does come to judge the world in righteousness. Lord, come and apply thy promises. Come and grant me to seek peace and pursue it, that I might overcome through the blood of the Lamb and be see Jesus suffered on that accursed tree and has got the victory over this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. A blessed mercy to be given life everlasting. Life everlasting. Speak, Lord, that thy servant might hear, and an evidence that I'm a humble seeker will be a finder of rest for my soul at last. Oh, the lightning, this wonderful light of the knowledge of the truth is in Jesus, and we need to know it. Take thy word and seal it upon thy soul, that we might truly know the truth, and the truth shall make me free from this condemnation that I'm conceived under, born under, lived under, until that set time comes to favour such poor sinners as you and me, my sheep. Oh, not to be a goat, dear friends, to know that we are sheep in Christ, that he's loved us with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness will draw us. And Lord, make us faithful, from humble followers of thee, to lighten my darkness. Because to whom else can we go? He alone has the words of eternal life. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. We will leave it there for now, friends. May the Lord bless his own word and pardon all of this for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 1057. The tune is Zundel 664. Light of those who dreary dwelling, borders on the shades of death, come and thy bright beams revealing, dissipate the clouds beneath. Thee, new heavens and earth's creator, in our deepest darkness rise, scattering all the night of nature, pouring day upon our eyes. Still we wait for thy appearing, life and joy thy beams impart, chasing all our fears and hearing every poor benighted heart. Come and manifest the favour thou hast for the ransomed race. Come, thou dear exalted Saviour, come and bring thy gospel peace. Thank you. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.